John Yema might not be a household name, but he was a pioneer in journalism's shift from print to the internet. When he returned to the Monitor as editor in 2008, after 20 years at the Boston Globe, he saw the potential for a web-first news product. Soon after the Monitor's 100th anniversary, he ended daily print, started a weekly magazine, and leaned into web journalism. In my remembrance of John, who died June 10th, I look not only at his professional accomplishments, but also at him as a person, calm, smart, generous. As Monitor colleague Ken Kaplan puts it, John was a great human. A note from our editor. We neglected to remind readers on Thursday that we would not be publishing a daily yesterday, Friday, the Juneteenth holiday in the United States. That explains why we weren't in your inbox yesterday. It's Saturday, June 20th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, June 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. Go to csmonitor.com or our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. The temporary ceasefire agreement reached between the U.S. and Iran is meant to end the war, reopen vital shipping lanes in the Gulf, and address Iran's nuclear ambitions at a later time. It includes big economic incentives for Tehran and comes up short on President Donald Trump's stated goals for starting the war in the first place. Scott Peterson reports for the Monitor. Abelardo de la Espriella has unified conservatives ahead of Colombia's presidential runoff. But in a polarized nation, his biggest asset may be about who he is not, the incumbent. Contributor Manuel Rueda reports from Bogota, Colombia, for the Monitor. European leaders heard a more cooperative tone from President Trump at the Group of Seven summit this week, our columnist writes. And they are hoping to see greater willingness in Washington to work toward ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Ned Temko writes from London for the Monitor. A unanimous Supreme Court sided with a marijuana user whom the U.S. government had arrested for gun possession. The case offered the court's latest insights on how to apply its history and tradition test to gun regulation. Patrick Johnson reports for the Monitor. Alberta Ellis was a prominent businesswoman in segregated America. But like other historical figures, her story could fade were it not for people who believe in carrying forward the ways our past informs who we are today. Harry Brunius reports from Springfield, Missouri for the Monitor. To find more of Harry's Route 66 coverage, visit csmonitor.com/route66. Persistence and instant connection create lasting joy in our staff photographers' images of people from Côte d'Ivoire. Melanie Stetson Freeman writes for the Monitor. To read Melanie's full essay, visit csmonitor.com/daily. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Ian Case, and Emily Staunton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.